Hey folks, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is Chris. I am your one person do it all for the show person, host, you know, editor, webpage designer, editor, etc., etc., etc. So we are starting the show and ending the show today with bands I have previously played on the show. Those first two tracks, yes, there were two tracks there, are from a band called Elephant Stone. They are from Montreal in Quebec. And the tracks I played were The Count and Jury and Land of the Dead. Last time I played these guys was on Show 9 back on January 30th in 2013. So it's been a while. These guys, I think originally I got the first tracks directly from them. But this time the tracks are coming through Artura Research, which is fantastic. These guys send me all kinds of great stuff. So these two tracks came from their new album, The Hollow, which was released on February 14th, 2020. So you can obviously go out there and grab it now. Yes, I've been sitting on this one for a while. They are listed as a psych pop group. Hopefully you guys enjoyed those two tracks. And if you want to check out more of their stuff, obviously you can head over to the webpage and grab links to one of their social sites. But you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on their own individual webpage. So I think we shall head off for some more fantastic tracks and maybe some more information about some more fantastic bands. What do you think? I think that should be the plan.
Hey, this is Fab Claxton from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
And there we go. Two more fantastic tracks, I think. First up, and I'm going to apologize way ahead of time because there is a very good chance I'm going to get this wrong. The band is Whoop Zoo. I will have spelling on the webpage, obviously, and I apologize to the band ahead of time if I did get that wrong. They are based, I believe, out of Guelph and London, Ontario, currently. And this was a direct submit to me way back in February. Yes, that's right. We're working through a backlog of music, which is fantastic. It means more stuff for you guys and more shows I can put out. So they wrote me a huge, long, little intro included in the original email they sent me back in February, which talked about their inspirations for this album and their track, and that the latest track, which is this track I played, and I'm going to probably pronounce this wrong, Amaruk. I'm really horrible when it looks like a foreign language. I apologize. But it is dedicated to an Inuit village that helped birth the band. The song itself is named after a remote fly-in community of Salut, Quebec's local high school. So there you go. French stuff is fantastic, but my French is very rusty. I haven't studied French since probably grade 10 or 11 in high school. So, you know, it's been a while. So thank you guys for sending this in. I listened to the entire album because they did give me a download link for the entire thing. It was pretty fantastic. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that and have decided to go over to whatever links I provide you in the show notes to go check out more about this band. And yeah, hopefully I get more stuff from them down the road too, because I'd love to play more. The next track I played came from Kaylee Thomas. Again, it was a direct submit right from her. She is from Edmonton, Alberta, and the track I played was Two Minds. Now, in the email she sent me, she says, I wanted to share Two Minds with you, the latest single for my forthcoming album, How Else Can I Tell You, which will be released on May 1st, 2020. So, again, this has been released, so go check out the full album. This is her favorite song on the record. It's all about the negotiation and mental drama that the primitive part of my brain likes to produce when faced with a challenge. Luckily, I have learned to identify this state and am now able to intervene, bringing my higher consciousness into the equation to form a sort of thorough tug of war. So hopefully this song speaks to some of you out there and you enjoyed it. Obviously, there's a whole album out there now that you can go and get your hands on and enjoy, of course. Still have more music for you. So enough of me talking. Let's get back to that great music.
Stand the sound. I was born to be a little wild. You keep on talking, I'm not coming around. I was born to be a little wild. I've been looking all day, I've been looking all night long, I've been looking all day. Got to get together when the morning comes. I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little. Together when the morning comes, I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little wild.
This is Whaley, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Up and and forget that I'm not there. Some days I wake up and wonder where you went. So I can only imagine that once in a while you forget that this all happened. Although to be fair, by now I've been gone almost as long as I was there. Do you ever miss me? Wish that I had twice a little bit more. Do you ever hear me calling your name from the hole in your bedroom door? Do you still feel me inside? Enough you hold like a missing piece of a puzzle.
Hello, thank you for sticking around. Those two tracks were pretty awesome, don't you think? I like having a little bit of variety in the show, so hopefully that was enough variety for everybody out there. That first band was Eye the Mountain. The song was Little Wild, and they are from Kitchener, Ontario. And this was a direct submit to me. And let me grab their email here. So they write in their email to me that the Little Mountain was out, or Little Wild was out now. They write, it's a little bit Mumford & Sons, a little bit Beach Boy. Little Wild is the album that blends generations, genres, and busts out some serious grooves. Whether it's the funk-inspired Get to the Floor bass that pounds through the title track, the joyful chorus soaring over the pop banger Dream Out Loud, or the beer-drenched pub anthem High Spirits, Little Wild pays homage to the sing-along albums of our youth. It calls us back to those perfect summer days, time spent together, while our favorite songs played on repeat in our heads. So they have all the socials, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and their music's available on Spotify. So of course, if you go over to the Insomnia Radio Canada playlist on Spotify, you will be able to catch that track and any of the other ones I have been able to find, and have a whole Insomnia Radio play track to listen to. All the great stuff that we've been able to play over the many years we've been doing this now. The next band I played was called The Noisy Crows. The song was Do You Ever, and they are from Charlottetown in PEI. So that's Prince Edward Island for you non-Canadians. This is maybe the second band, third if I include individuals I've played out of PEI. Don't tend to get a lot of music from PEI, but when I do, it's usually pretty decent stuff. So these guys are over on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I will, of course, as I've said repeatedly throughout the show, have links in the show notes for you. And they say this is their new single, Do You Ever, is asking the questions which may have after a relationship has ended. Which you may have? Did I read that right? I don't know. So, do you miss me? Do you ever hear me calling your name? Or am I the only person who feels like this? This song channels the thoughts and feelings I worked through at through the end of a relationship that meant a lot to me. I feel that our emotions should be discussed more openly, and Do You Ever encourages this. So, what do you think? Do people talk enough about their emotions? Yeah, I don't think they do these days. With social media, everybody does, you know, blah and this and that and talks about stuff, but is it really talk about it? I think people need more in-person conversations and connections, or, you know, start using the phone and not just texting people. Text is great if you need a quick, short, immediate answer, but not so great for conversations. which is why I think it would be fabulous to have a co-host or the occasional guest co-host so we could actually discuss in depth more of these songs and thoughts and what, you know, maybe emotions they drag out of us as we hear them. Or is it just a song that just makes you want to get up and dance? Yeah, lots of great stuff going on here. So I have one more official track for the show for you here. It is, again, a band that I have played in the past and a band that I will probably play again in the future when more new stuff comes out. The band is A Tribe Called Red. I played them back on show 13, which would have been March 25th, 2013. So quite a few years ago. And I played a couple of their tracks. So what I am playing today is a track called Land Back, featuring, well, let me see, make sure I get this right, Boogie the Beat and Northern Voice. So they would like to dedicate this song in support of the Wet'suwet Nation and the Indigenous Lead movement across Turtle Island and beyond. They've collaborated with people to create Land Back, which you can listen and download for free off SoundCloud. And they've stated that they oppose the invasion of the sovereign Indigenous lands by the RCMP and the Coastal GasLink pipeline. They stand with the Wet'suwet people and their hereditary chiefs. We stand with the people working to support their fight. They've made the song available to download for free and free to be used for anyone working to defend the Wet'suwet territories and all actions that defend the rights of Indigenous lands, sovereignty, and to promote a true nation to national discussion between Indigenous nations of Turtle Island and our Canadian settlers. Until our Canadians are willing to treat Indigenous nations of this land with respect due a sovereign people, reconciliation will remain an empty gesture. So this is I stand with these guys as well and oppose the everything that has been done to them. The genocide that was done to the natives here in Canada is not something that is taught or spoken about nearly often enough in our schools, and I think it should be part of our history, just like people learn about the Holocaust in Germany and those who survived don't nearly get the recognition or whatever is owed to them. And yeah, it's a touchy subject, I know, for many people. But by playing this, I'm able to show some of my support, and hopefully you guys will appreciate this song and support them as well. Now stick around after this track because I have a little bonus for you today.
Ah!
Thanks for sticking around for after the final track for this week's show, show 90. Just as a side note, you can find us over on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've got music to submit or you want to send in some feedback, you can always send it in chris@insomniaradio.net. And over on Twitter, we are @IR_Canada. So apparently last week, and thank you to Dave from the Bugcast for catching this for me, I had a little oopsie on show 89. So what I did was I played track one, which was Pyramid Tropic, and announced it as Nutrients. Then I played Cassador and announced it as Pyramid Tropic. So apologies to both of those bands for getting their stuff wrong. So back on show 89, track one was Nutrients, Always in Bloom, or it should have been, but it was not what I played. And track two was Pyramid Tropic, Lost Forever. So as a bonus to this show and an apology, and so that you can actually hear the track, I'm going to now play you Nutrients, Always in Bloom. And hopefully you guys will come back for show 91, which hopefully won't be as long as the gap between the last two shows. Thanks, folks. Have a great one.
Find a darkness to surprise me, and again, like who?